We continue our learning. Now, in the previous mission, we mentioned that the mamzer, as a descendant, may allow his grandmother to eat truma. Our mission is going to discuss that a kohen gadol may cause his grandmother not to be able to eat truma, as we'll see the case. Kohen gadol pa'amim shu posel. It's possible for the kohen gadol to disqualify his grandmother for eating truma. Ketzad, what's the case where that would happen? So here's the case. Bas kohen the Yisrael. So here's how it's started. A bas kohen married Yisrael. So a bas kohen married Yisrael, she was eating truma in her father's house, but now she's married to Yisrael, so she can't eat truma anymore. V'yolda hemenu bas. And now they had a daughter. So from this marriage of a bas kohen to Yisrael, where the wife was not eating truma anymore, they have a daughter. V'holcha habas v'nisus l'kohen. And now that daughter goes and marries the kohen. And that daughter should be able to eat truma now that she's married to a kohen, even though she's a bas Yisrael. V'yolda hemenu bein. And now they have a son. A son that's born from a Kohen father is, even though the mother was a Bas Yisrael, so he's able to be a Kohen Gadol without no problem at all. So this son allows his mother, who is the daughter of a non-Kohen, she's a Bas Yisrael, but the son that they have, which is the grandchild, but the son that they have is able to allow his mother, who is a daughter of a non-Kohen, to eat a truma after the Kohen father's, the Kohen their father passes away. So the fact that the father passed away doesn't matter because they have a son who's a Kohen, and therefore the wife is able to eat truma as well. But uposil emimo. But that Kohen Gadol disqualifies his mother's mother from eating truma after the death of her husband and the daughter, I mean the Kohen Gadol's mother. If it weren't for this grandson, the mother's mother, because she was a Bas Kohen all the way from the very beginning, she'd be able to continue eating truma because from her father's house because she has no other descendants. But since her grandchild survives, and although that's a Kohen Gadol, nonetheless, she is disqualified. How do we know this? So this is derived from the Bartunra quotes from Ayikro Chav Beis, Vizera Einla. And she has no children. And we mentioned this once upon a time. Einla, the Gemara, although it's written with an aleph, we should darshan from there. We should expound that it means ayin aleha. For with an ayin, investigate or examine. And Bar Tanur says, O bas, bas habas, O bain, bain habain, O bas, bas habain, asof kaladoros. Which means we have to see, are there any descendants at all? Any descendants, even of many generations, will prohibit her from eating truma because when her marriage started, she married a Yisrael. So even a Kohen Gadol grandchild may disqualify her from eating truma because the fact that he is alive and the original grandmother was married to Yisrael, so she still cannot eat truma, cannot return to her father's house to eat truma. Vizoso meris. So this, you know, the grandmother who can't eat truma because of her grandson who's a Kohen Gadol. Lo kivni Kohen Gadol. Meaning others shouldn't be, like the Raturi says, klomar. Lo yirbu kamosa b'yisrael. We shouldn't have so many kohanim gedolim like my grandson. Why should you post linim in that truma? Because the fact that he exists as a descendant of mine disqualifies me from eating truma. The Gemara notes that with this grandmother's feeling towards the Kohen Gadol grandson who disqualifies off eating truma, it's similar to the feeling that the grandmother toward a mamzer grandson who does allow her to eat truma, meaning it's a contrast. Opposed to the case where the mamzer allows the grandmother to eat truma, even though he's a mamzer. So here the Kohen Gadol does not allow her to eat truma, because remember, the grandmother originally married a Yisrael. We begin the eighth perek, perek ha'orel, says the Mishnah the following. Ha'orel v'chol ha'tmeim lo yochul bat truma. Kohen Orel, Kohen who hasn't had a bris mila, and this could be true even if, let's say, two brothers passed away and now a chazak has been established, that we don't have some disease that because of the bris mila they passed away, so we don't give the third brother a bris mila. He's exempt from bris mila. Nonetheless, he is considered an Orel. And therefore, he's not able to eat truma. And v'chol ha-tmeim. And any kohen that became tameh also, says the Mishnah, again, ha-arev v'chol ha-tmeim, lo yochlu ba-truma. The Brice explains why an arel cannot, because it's a gzera shava for Karban Pesach. When it comes to Karban Pesach, it says, toshav v'sochir lo yochalbo. And when it comes to truma, it says, toshav kohen v'sochir lo yochal kodesh. So just like a toshav and a sochir written regarding a Karban Pesach, Pesach and Orel cannot eat. How do we know? Because it says, V'chol Orel lo yochal, but everybody knows an Orel, a non-circumcised a person, is not able to eat the Karban Pesach. So too, a Toshav and a Sachir, that's written by Truma, an Orel also cannot eat Truma. Why can't Tomei people eat Truma? That's by Yikrachav Beis, Ish Ish Mizera Aharon, V'ut Sarua, O Zav. O wish asher tesei mimin eshich vazera. O wish asher yigabo chol sheretz asher yitmalo. O ba'odem asher yitmalo. All these different types of tumah. Someone who's tzara, someone who's a zav, someone who's motzi shich vazera, someone who tossed the sheretz, one of the dead eight rotzim. So it's someone touch an adam who's tameh. V'lo yocham lena kadoshim kim rachatz b'saro b'mayim uva hashemesh v'toher. V'achar yocham lena kadoshim ki lach mohu. And that kadoshim there is not referring to kabonus, it's referring to truma, which can be eaten after uva hashemesh v'toher. Once the kohen goes to the mikvah during the daytime and then waits till harei shemesh, till the sun sets, and now it's night on now, it's seisa kochavim, as we learned in the beginning, maseches brachas on daf beizim and aleph, so then he's able to eat truma. Obviously, prior to that, he was not able to eat truma, so tameim cannot eat truma either. Then the Mishnah says, nisheim ve'avdeyen yochlu, but still, the wives and the avadim of the arel and the Kohanim are able yochlu b'truma. They can eat truma because, they, after all, the husbands or the masters are kohanim. They're only unable to eat truma. They're disqualified because of the tuma or the arel. But they have to be misaking themselves somehow. Arel would have to have a bris milah, and a tamei has to go to the mikvah. But the wives and the avadim, who are not lacking in this tikkun at all, are able to eat truma. Then the Mishnah says psua daka. They and their avadim are able to eat truma, but unusheim lo yochlu. So we'll discuss in the next mishnah psua daka. We assume where the wounded testicles chushavcha. There's some. The penis is somewhat severed, but it could refer to any time, as we'll see in the next mishnah. Any injury that can make him unable to father children is included in that churus shavcha as well. But that's the topic of the next mishnah to define that. But either way, when it comes to the psua daka churus shavcha, which the Torah speaks about, they and their avadim can eat truma, but ulishem lo yochlu. Why? Because they, their wives, have had bia with something puzzle, with someone puzzle to them. The Torah says, "Parashas Kiseitze lo yavo b'tzua daka uchrus shavcha b'kal Hashem." So therefore, the wives who are living with these husbands, with whom they're not permitted to live, they become puzzle, disqualified from eating truma. Vimlo yeda mishenas of tzua daka uchur shavka. Yeda here is like from the language of a hadam, yada eschava eshto, referring to intimacy, meaning imlo yeda im. If lo ba'al ishto mishenas of tzua daka uchur shavka, which means they got married before the person had this injury of tzaka uchur shavka, and she's already eating truma, and afterwards, unfortunately, had this injury, then harei lo yochlu. Then, because they already ate truma prior to this, they're able to continue eating truma. But if he was a tzua daka at the time of kiddushin, even though they didn't have bia, she's not able to eat truma. Why? Because she's being mamtenes, what we call libila psula. And to be waiting around, anticipating a bias psula, would disqualify her from eating truma.